Weekdays, 10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Congratulations and welcome to the Sisterhood of the Miss Tourism Pageant. MissTourismPageant.com is making a positive impact in our communities and embarking a meaningful journey of kindness and compassion. It goes beyond the glitz and glamour to focus on the essence of being kind and sharing that kindness with others. Through this pageant, we aim to inspire contestants to become an inspiration for all things good, using their platforms of ours to make a difference in lives around them. In recognizing the power of empathy and ripple effect that acts of kindness and create the leading to a brighter and more harmonious world, the MissTourismPageant.com. Hi, welcome to Clearwater Beach, Florida, and come out and enjoy yourself in a 37 private endeavor up to six people. Bring your own food, your own drinks, and we are pet friendly. $400 flat fee for 3 hours, and you have your own captain, restroom downstairs, as well as a private 28-foot pontoon boat named Sandbar. If you like to snorkel and fish, we have snorkeling equipment, fishing poles on board, and a small restroom. And pet friendly, we have chips, water, and soda on board. Come out and make it memory with your family with sunkisscharters.com. Call 727-871-7788. We'll see you around the Gulf of Mexico.
The islands. They're the one place where you can truly be as you are. Where it doesn't matter what you've done, how you make your life, you're just there. With the sun, the sand, the sea, and the locals. Where the notion of no shoes, no shirt, no problems isn't a song title, but a way of life. My way of life. Where I feel the most alive, where I feel the most settled. When I'm not with you, the fans, out there on the road, it's where I feel really at home.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem.
Hi, everybody, and thank you for joining the concierge part of my show. I also have miracle stories and Hollywood connections and some amazing shows coming up. This will be our last special for a little bit, and this is an hour special with sunkisscharters.com. We have a private sailing boat, a 37-foot Endeavor, and also a private pontoon boat that's a 28-foot. And I have in my guest in my house today at Tantalk Radio, actually it's Lola's house, guest, we have Captain Tom here, and we have Rick, my son, and Captain Tom. Welcome, and Rick.
Hi. First thing I want to talk about today is Clearwater Beach is open. I have people, there's a site I have on Facebook that's a travel site, and people ask me all the time on the site, you know, what's Clearwater like? And I said, well, it's clean right now. Everything is swept, everything is cleaned up. And, you know, businesses are back open, hotels open. I think yours open tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so hotels open tomorrow. You know, the beach is beautiful. The water's incredible. It's actually refreshing. I jumped in it a couple of times today, and it's actually not hot. So
and the beach is open now, right?
Yeah, the beach is open.
Okay.
You know, the bars are open. You know, Rock House Live is open. I passed that today. They were open. They were
CK's.
CK's is open.
We want to thank CK's on the beach over there. I want to tell you, we stopped there for some amazing pizza. We had the feta cheese and the spinach. It was so good. And check that out over there at CK's on the beach.
And you can actually tell him, Rick, who's on the other side of the table right now for me, you can request him as your server when you go in.
Yeah, so ask for Rick.
Ask for Rick.
So that's take
true.
A number.
That's true. So, Captain Tom, we have some calls coming in shortly about some testimonies of people that have been on the boat. Tell us why they should experience the pontoon boat and what we offer.
Okay. Well, the pontoon and sailboat are completely different animals. They're different things to do. It's a completely different adventure.
Experience.
Yeah, different experience and adventure sometimes.
Yeah, give or take.
But the pontoon, what we do is we could take you to Clearwater, where the Clearwater is that they talk about, where you can find things like starfish and sea urchins and king conch and warrior conch and hermit crabs. And I mean, but you can literally stand in the water, look down, and see them. I mean, you don't need to snorkel.
Your daughter got a couple of nice, beautiful starfish.
Oh, yeah, she got some starfish. Remember, we had that other girl who was on, and at the end of the trip, we stopped at this spot just for her.
Oh, that's right.
And she wanted to collect some sand dollars. Well, she collected 42 sand dollars in 30 minutes.
Yeah, but
now,
she went back.
We put them back because they're alive, but yeah, because she picked up 42 in 30 minutes. But, you know, that's what we do. And the way we design this business is I do captain for hire work also, where I drive other people's boats so they can sit back, kick back, relax, drink, hang out, smoke a cigar, not have to worry about the Coast Guard, not have to worry about the police. You have a hired captain driving your boat. And what we did with this business is we kind of made it that way for other people. We made it like the sailboat. It's your boat. I'm just your hired captain. The boats don't say charter on them. It has the names of boats on them, but does not say charter, because we want people to think it's your boat.
Right.
You know, we'll pull up to a restaurant and pull up to the dock at a restaurant so you can go eat. And you get off the boat and you walk up and go eat, and the captain's sitting on board and everybody's looking. Whenever you do that, everybody in the restaurant stares and the look on their face is like, yeah, who is that? I mean, especially when you have the music playing and the captain gets off and, you know, gets you off the boat, and then he's there to get you on the boat.
Right.
Standing on the dock waiting. You know,
VIP experience.
It's that, you know, who is that? You know, that must be somebody.
Right.
And like I said, the boats don't say charter, so they don't know it's not their boat. So we treat it like it's their boat. You can even bring pets on board if you want. We're pet friendly.
And there's a restroom in the back on the pontoon boat.
Yep. Well, there's a collapsible restroom that comes down. That you can use on the pontoon. The sailboat has a bathroom that's down below. You can use that. But as I was getting back to of what we do with the pontoon, I can take you to, like I said, the Clearwater. I can take you island hopping. I can show you some amazing tropical islands that my family camps on. And we're going to offer camping trips on the island in the future, too. It's something we're planning to do. We'll leave you with a little dinghy.
Oh, I want to do that.
With a little motor on it.
I haven't done that yet.
And, well, we've camped on those islands, though.
I know. You always do. And yeah. I haven't had the chance yet.
It's a blast. And you know, there's times that Lena and I, you know, we'll just take a boat out and we'll just go to the island ourselves with a blanket. We'll leave the kids at home. Get a sitter. We'll bring a Duraflame log, throw it on the fire pit there, and we bring a little boom box, and we just stay there till 2-3 in the morning, and then 2-3 in the morning we come back, and you know, we had a night on an island alone with nobody else on the island, which is kind of cool.
Right. And you know, it's really cool because we also have our fishing license, fishing poles, snorkeling equipment, fun floating.
Yeah, we have a commercial fishing license. That means they can fish off the boat under my license. So they don't need to go to Walmart and get a fishing license and pay for all that and deal with all that hassle, especially out of state.
Right.
It's all covered under our commercial charter.
Right.
And then, like, you know, I mean, I'm not the guy who's going to cut your fish up for you, okay? I'm the captain.
Yeah, definitely not. Captain Tommy,
if you want to do
Rick
that,
Christian.
You know, I have flay knives and stuff.
I got you. He's just
you've been on the pontoon boat and the sailboat many times.
The pontoon boat's awesome. The pontoon boat is like a party experience. The pontoon boat is like fun. It's get some kids out there, going to an island, going to go drop some poles in the water, let the parents do something else. My Uncle Tommy babysits the kids. He's really good at that. Besides, you know, whatever, the bait. But I got you. Like, the pontoon's just super cool. It's a fun experience. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, actually. The sailboat's more of like, you know, you want a little more romantic in your life. You know, you're going to wine and dine her. You know what I mean? You know, I got you, okay? Like, just, so I got to be super careful.
For the sailboat, like, we'll put a beam bag on the front, and it comes with a captain and a crew member, which is Bert, and he's also a captain, but when we take that out, I'm usually the active captain for the trip. But Bert will actually come up, and he'll pour your champagne. There's a bean bag we'll put on the front of the sailboat that you can sit on, and he'll pour your champagne or your drinks, or if you want some food or something from down below. You know, if you bring your own food, he'll go get whatever you want. You don't have to come back to the boat or to go down below. You can just sit up there and drink fresh champagne. And
right
well, somebody's asking on TikTok. They like to go fast on a boat.
So Ricky Bobby.
So what is the speed about on the pontoon boat and the speed on the sailboat?
The sailboat, you know, with sails up, we're usually doing about anywhere from 5 knots, 4 knots to 7-8 knots, which is not that fast. But when you know, one thing about a sailboat is you don't get on one if you have to get somewhere fast.
It's like a hot air balloon.
But okay. There was a time when we were going, the wind was taking
that.
Us,
that
and
cool.
We were side, you know, sailing, and
yeah,
it was
I mean
fast.
The wind can go, and that we can get up to 8-9 knots somewhere in there, you know, right about there. But you're still, it seems like you're going fast, but you're not.
It's right. Like a, again, like a hot air balloon ride. I did it in Arizona. It's super cool. It's a different experience. It's like fast on the pontoon boat, fishing the pontoon boat, or slow and steady.
The pontoon, we really don't go fast on that either, but it feels like you're going fast. When you're doing 15 knots, it feels like you're going fast. And there's a big wake behind the boat and stuff, but you're not really going that fast. If you want to get on a speedboat and, you know...
Those are like a jet ski or something
yeah.
to somebody.
Now, we have, in the next couple months, we do have a Regal, a 42-foot Regal that's coming out. And that, on the other hand, has two big diesel motors in it, and that thing will fly.
And that's about 10 people.
Yeah, that could be up to 10 people, or it could be just 2 people. It's whatever you want to do. But it's the luxury first step yacht that we're doing that actually is getting reupholstered right now. It didn't need it, but the owner wanted new upholstery on it. It's getting some hardwood floors put in and some new electronics and stuff like that. So it's not ready yet,
Norman.
Yeah. Well, we got to take it to get the bottom done soon.
Okay.
So it's getting pulled out of the water. We're adding blue lights around it for the that light up the water at night.
Ooh. So we have a caller, Captain Tom, and welcome to Sunkissed Charter Special here at Tan Talk Radio 3 FM 3 AM. Who's on the air with us?
Hey, it's Troy. How you guys doing today? I just wanted to give a shout-out to Captain Tom. I used your guys' service last year, and me and my wife, we had an amazing time with him and his first mate, and I'm just super excited. I'm scheduled to be out with you guys on Monday, on Labor Day, and I'm going to take my son out to do a fantastic fishing trip with his mom then.
Yeah. Super cool.
But
I could definitely recommend.
By the way, Troy is not, he's actually somebody who's been on the trip. We went out on New Year's for the fireworks, and it was so foggy when we went that we had to come back in by instrument.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But,
yeah,
and you did a great job.
Yeah, well,
good job,
we did it.
Uncle
we
Tommy.
Made it back, knock on wood. Yeah, we're going to go out to Caladesi. We're going to have a ball. You're going to have so much fun.
And what kind of fish did he catch out there, Captain Tom?
Right now, I mean,
snook.
There's...
Actually are biting now.
Snook are biting now, but like over by the Caladesi area, there's flounder, there's reds, there's, it depends where we fish and what we do. You know, there's a little island we can fish off of called Cherry Island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see people catching rainbow trout there, the trout there.
Okay.
I say rainbow because they actually have a little strip, like a rainbow on it. Gorgeous fish. Yeah, I mean, Troy, we're going to have a ball. I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. My little boy can't wait. Well, he's not so little anymore, but
he
hasn't been out
on
a fishing. He's only 12, and that's why he's excited. We're going to go out there, and of course, mom's coming in, flying back in from New York tomorrow. So she's excited about it as well. We were just happy we could get in on such a short notice, and I know that we were getting in because there was a lot of people that were interested because it's a great time, and if you're listening on the air right now, if you haven't booked with Captain Tom and his team, it's a definite way to make a big investment with your family.
And it's such a memory maker. They'll never forget this.
And Troy, by the way,
absolutely.
Runs a solar company.
Oh.
What's the name of the solar company, Troy?
Yeah, I'm here at Solar Bear. This is Troy, your solar guy at Solar Bear. You can find us at oursolarbear.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you local?
Yeah, absolutely. We're local, been here for 9 years, and doing a lot to change the face of Tampa Bay. We just launched Texas and also South Carolina.
Super
so
cool.
We've been very, very fortunate. But, you know, it's provided me the opportunity to spend time with Tommy and Captain Tom in this opportunity.
I got to talk to you when I see you about the solar tube, because my last electric bill was $780.
Oh, jeepers.
So, oh, my gosh. Yeah, the biggest one I've seen this year so far.
He was grumpy.
Yeah, the biggest one I've seen this month already is $1,100. Most people don't know this, but TECO just went up 10%. FPL just went up 10%, and Duke went up 20%. So, you know, definitely a real good reason to say yes to solar right now.
And give your website one more time and your phone number.
Yeah, my phone number is 813-377-5488. That's 813-377-5488. And our website, of course, is oursolarbear.com.
Hey, Troy, by the way, I know you're coming Monday. You know, I don't know what you're bringing, but, you know, Publix has a great, great catering, and you can order right at the Publix here on the beach.
Yeah, for sure.
And they have a quarter of an inch book thick of different things you can order to bring on the boat.
Oh, super, and Troy, tell Captain Tom what kind of soda you want.
Yeah, we got to have the Fanta, sugar-free Fanta for orange. My son loves it.
All right, I'm an orange soda person too.
Are you guys fishing too?
Okay, you got it.
All right, Clay, I'll see you Monday. Love you.
That
all right, you got it. Bye-bye.
A customer, a friend of my Captain Tom, my brother, and he is going to be on the pontoon boat for 4 hours on Monday, enjoying his family time out there. That's super fun. And that's what it's about. There's nothing like the pontoon boat. It's 125 an hour, 2 hour minimum. Most people take up 3 or 4 hours. They're having too much fun. The sailboat is 400 flat fee for 3 hours, and that's out in the Gulf of Mexico.
And guys, we have openings this weekend. We have openings Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Monday, the trip with Troy starts at 9, so you're talking about 3-4 hours in there. And then I usually run over because I have as much fun out there as the customers
do.
He
does.
I tell the customers that. I say, you know, I run late a lot of times because I'm having fun out here.
Photo shoot, I'm right here, too.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing we really can do cool on the things. Boat. Is we can have photographers hire the boat to do photo shoots, rap videos, music videos.
Right.
You know, the pontoon, we can rent that out too for videos. The Regal will be able to rent that out for videos.
We're on the St. Petersburg Film Commissioner's website for any type of films out there, film directors that want to use it. But we've already had one film director use it for a shoot, and that's pretty amazing as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but you know, let's get back to talking about the pontoon and the sailboat. So the pontoon, like I said, we can go island hopping, we can go shelling, you can go snorkeling, you can go fishing. You can do whatever you want to do on the boat, because it's your boat. I'm just your hired captain for the day. Now, to the Coast Guard, it's a charter, and if we get pulled over for anything, I'd deal with them. It's a charter. Safety, I can tell you this, guys. We are so above what the Coast Guard requires for safety. I have an orange box, and in the orange box, I've got sat phones and EPIRBs and GPSs and dye kits that turn the water orange and flare guns, and then we never leave the intercoastal. I mean,
we did take them to your house for the hurricane for that temporary time.
We got EMT trauma kits on board. Funny story about that. When I was in the first aid training, the guy goes, don't go above your training. Don't go above your training. And I said to the guy, I looked at him and I went, listen, I have an app on my phone that I can get a doctor looking through my camera at what I'm doing in the patient. I said, if I have the stuff on board to help, right, I'm good. I have the stuff on board. If I don't, I don't. If I have the doctor, you know, I tell the doctor, hey, I have an EMT kit on this boat. And he goes, well, okay, and here's exactly what I need you to do. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Not that we've had any problems at all. I mean, none at all. But, you know, it's always...
If need be.
It's always, yeah, if need be, we've got you covered.
People on the sailboat want Dramamine with that because
we have Dramamine aboard available.
Right.
You know,
does happen.
You know, there's things you do and don't do. Don't spend too much time on your phone where you're staring down and reading it, because that'll get you a little busy at times. But, you know, you can chew gum, drink ginger ale. We always have ginger ale on board. We have ginger cookies and stuff like that normally in case somebody feels a little queasy. Ginger actually stops seasickness. You know, I like the natural versus the Dramamine and stuff, but that's me.
Right.
But there are people who get seasick. I mean, they just do. We've had probably two on the sailboat that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They still told me they had an awesome time. You know, we
do have our Google account getting bigger now. It's up to 5 stars on some of them. I know we still need more help with people going to Google and giving their comments, and they've enjoyed it so much. So we want to thank for those that have gone to Google. I also, we're going to the bottom of the half hour of 8:30, and I do have to shout out Clearwater Beach Trips and Tips, Jasmine. And she put that site together, and thank you for that site.
And my photography.
Yes, my son has been putting his photography up there, and it's just truly amazing. And we're going to come back and ask Rick about his photography, where they can see that as well. And also, I want to thank her because she's going to be on the show in a couple weeks. They have Way to Go Rides, and we've gotten a lot of good publicity from her and a lot of trips from Clearwater Beach Trips and Tips. So from the heart, I want to thank Jasmine with that site as well. And also, I Love St. Pete. We've been with them a year now, and that has been very good to us as well. In the meantime, so Rick, my son to my right, and he has amazing, I have to shout this out, because this is the first time he's been on the air.
Ever.
He's got the magical headset.
Closer to the mic, Rick. Closer to the mic.
Yeah, first time ever. I called in one time like 5 years ago, but first time ever. So go ahead and do your bragging.
So he is an amazing photographer. If you go to Clearwater Beach Trips and Tips, he has put his sunsets up there, his beach, everything that he's done with his photography for Clearwater Beach, and he did it in Arizona. Where can they look at your artwork and buy it from?
At fineartamerica.com/ Rick Reisman. R-E-E-S-M-A-N. Just Google that. You'll find me.
Yeah.
One of my best friends is a famous photographer.
Yeah, this
His name is
true.
Christopher Lee Helton.
This is a true story.
And he will actually call Rick.
Yeah.
And he'll go, dude, he goes, you've got the eye. How
yeah,
do you
does.
Do that?
He
goes, you're not filtering that. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. Yeah. And he brags on. He's
That's
like,
so
Rick,
cool.
You're doing great. Chris is coming in a couple of weeks.
Oh, nice. Well, I have to brag, too, because, Rick, you've been featured in some of the magazines in Arizona.
Yeah, all over Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, Sedona. Yeah, I've done a lot. Right now, I'm just kind of slacking, being a beach bum. So,
but he has.
I got Captain Tommy, my uncle, mom. You know what I mean?
Hey,
what
was
he gonna do?
He just pulled up 300 feet of anchor chain that we had anchored out for the hurricane.
I saw that.
Yeah,
300 feet of chain, a heavy chain. I was making fun of him the whole time. I was playing that song,
Chain Gang,
as he was pulling up on the chain. I thought it was hilarious.
But
the boats are fine from the hurricane. You know, we'll have the sails back on it tomorrow. The pontoon's ready to go tomorrow.
Right.
This is Labor Day weekend, guys.
I know. Come out and go cruising with us. Take your family out at an amazing time out in the Gulf of Mexico in the sailboat with a sunset cruise, or just come out with a pontoon boat.
The sandbars become a party.
Yes.
This weekend.
Go down to
every
John's
day
Pass,
this weekend.
Take the
tomorrow,
4 or 5 hour,
Saturday,
six
Sunday,
hour
Monday.
Trip. And it's worth it.
Yeah. It's going to be a party.
Mom, family.
And if you haven't experienced Labor Day on a sandbar, on a boat,
super cool.
I highly recommend it.
Oh, for sure.
Cool. Yeah.
For sure.
You know, another thing I want to talk about, too, is another thing that we do. And in the future, we're going to be doing things on the islands. We're going to be doing the camping, like I said. We're going to be doing weddings on the island, things like that. But that's coming in the future. One thing that we do is they have concerts here now that the Coachman Park is open.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up.
They have amazing concerts. And I'll tell you, there's if you reserve it ahead of time and you say, hey, I want you guys at the dock because I have tickets. I want to go to the concert and I want to come back and hang out on the boat. You know, we'll take you right there. You don't have to worry about traffic.
Right.
You don't have to worry about getting in there, where to park, da-da-da-da. We'll take you over on the pontoon or the sailboat, pull right up at the dock if you let us know that that's what you want to do, and you can hang out and listen to the concert. Or you can, if you don't have tickets and you just want to listen to the concert, we can anchor right off the thing. And that's in our normal time period. There's no extra charges or anything.
Well, I do have to say, which is really great, we were there with the Doobie Brothers a couple years back, and I had media to get in, which was really super cool. And we went on the boat. The Doobie Brothers were out in front. They were in the little tent right there getting some food, and we were putting their music on, blasted loud. That was really fun.
Yeah, well, this time let's invite them back to the boat and hang out and see if they want to take even
exactly.
a trip, go for a ride. We'd give them a free ride. A lot of those guys would.
Right, right.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I can tell you, if you go to Coachman Park Concerts, you can Google it. It'll tell you. I'll give you Billy, September 9th. Billy Currington, Kenny Loggins, September 16th.
Ooh.
Ringo Starr and his all-star band, September 25th. Clearwater Jazz Holiday is coming in October. Oh, in September, we also have the boat races coming up.
That's right. The boat races are super fun.
One of the things we do is we'll take the sailboat out there. Well, I mean, we'll be running around with a pontoon as the boats are coming in and out of the dock. The race boats are.
Yes.
We'll follow them out and stuff on the pontoon. The sailboat, we can actually anchor offshore and watch the races as they're going on. So you can rent the boat to do that, to go watch the boat races.
I have to tell you, I have Miss Donna 2020 on TikTok. She booked the cruise for her birthday on the 15th for the sailboat and the pontoon boat on the 16th of September.
Oh, you're going to
have a lot of fun. And she is on TikTok. I can't wait to meet you, and I can't wait to someday get you to the studio. If you want to call in, Donna, talk to, I know I have your name, Captain Tom, 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. If you have a question for him, we have a birthday cake we're getting you as well. And she found me on TikTok, and I want to find out how she found me on TikTok. Was it a video? Or was it I was doing a live thing on the boat? It would be great for you to call in. We'd love to have you call in. 727-441-3000. Or you have a question about SendKissCharters.com. We'd love to hear it. Or you've been one of our customers and you'd like to tell us about your experience. We'd love to hear that. That also. Again, 727-441-3000. You have a question for us with Sunkist Charters or anything that Inquiry Minds want to know.
Well, let me continue with some of the concerts.
Oh, he's going back to the concert.
People can go back and talk to you about booking these trips and going to these concerts. I'm going to tell you, sitting on a boat, listening to the concert live, you know, kicking back, it's another thing. It's just a lot of fun. You know, everybody we've ever taken says one of three things. Everybody. First one is, most relaxing thing I've ever done.
Yep.
Most fun I've ever had is second. And the third one I've had is life-changing, where we've had two people that after they did a sailing charter went and bought boats, because I'll let you drive the boat. I'll sit right next to you. I'll teach you how to do little things like read a compass and re-follow direction, do a turn. You know, it's just that, you know,
customer service. You go way and beyond.
If you want to get engaged, okay, that beanbag on the front of the boat sailing into the sunset, that's a great way to do it. If you want to have an anniversary party or an anniversary
right
cruise, that's the way to do it. If you want to anniversaries, anything like that.
Right.
Anything that you want, that really romantic date. You want to impress a girl or you want to impress a guy, take a sailboat into the sunset.
Remember that guy that came on the boat and he had a guitar friend of his and he serenaded for his wife? That was beautiful.
Yeah, he had a guitar player on the boat. Now, we are going to work something out with Rock House. They want to book trips.
We want to thank them because they have our flyers.
Yeah, Rock House Live want to book trips where they have Rock House Live trips.
Ooh.
Where they have a musician come with.
Right.
But we're working on that. It's something in the works. You know... Sorry.
Need some water?
Yeah, okay. I got
something. So I got to say something. I ask every tourist. I work on the beach. I've worked on the beach for a couple of years, on and off. And I ask every tourist, why do you guys come to Clearwater Beach out of any place in the world? There's three main answers that I get. Number one is we like the white sand beaches and we like the sunsets. Number two is we like the police presence. Number three, we don't need a car. Like, you can shuttle international airport, you can fly here, you can
Uber into town. Yes, with Way to Go Rides as well.
Yeah, Way to Go Rides, Jolly Trolley can get you around town pretty easy. There's
right.
There's free ride golf carts, there's, you know.
What's up?
Yeah.
Well, can I ask you, what's on the menu at CK's? I mean, you've got some really, by the way, their pina coladas are amazing.
That's all I would get.
The pizza and the
pizza
wings?
Sandwiches. I'm going to get in trouble here. So here we go. Let's go that way.
And you also have, you've got a lot of great, you've got, you also have a sports bar there.
Yeah, there's we have every game for soccer, anything you want. We have DirecTV, and we also have Dish Network, but they're both different avenues. So
somebody is asking from TikTok, what is our stops that we make on the pontoon boat and the sailboat?
Whatever they want.
Whatever
yeah.
you want.
Yeah, I usually sit back and when you get on board, I sit back and I go, listen, what do you guys really want to do? What's your biggest interest today? Is it fishing? Is it this? Is it that? Do you want to go island hopping? You know, there's multiple little islands out there that are just gorgeous that nobody's on.
Super cool.
There's a sandbar at Caladesi. The sandbar at Caladesi, the comedian Fluffy talked about it, Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh.
Talks about it on
one of his
specials.
You kind of look like him.
One of his specials.
White.
He talks about where they film Magic Mike on that sandbar.
Right. And well, I had to tell you, people, I think that you look like Skipper from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, I get that all the time. Oh, okay. I actually have a boat that they pay me to dress.
That's Skipper, technically.
I have somebody who pays me to dress like the Skipper to drive their boat.
Right.
It's a 49-foot Regal, I think, is what it is.
Cabana boy, going for it too.
Yeah.
Just saying. My single son, 40.
Doesn't matter. Just carry
He's
on.
In his 40s.
Just carry on.
Early
40s.
We'll do a dating show next time.
just but saying. Yeah, I mean, I just want to try to tell people, if you want to do something, if somebody asked me, what would you do in Clearwater if I didn't know about this, you know, I might say,
the pirate boat, maybe.
No, that's. I mean, if you have little kids, pirate boat's great. If you have little tiny kids, pirate boat's great.
Otherwise, it's an experience to remember for the lifetime.
I mean, if I could say to do anything in Clearwater, I'd say what we made is the best thing. And I'm telling you, we're getting more and more reviews where people are saying the same thing. You guys are the other concierge at the Wyndham and the Hyatt. They say you guys are the best thing to do on this beach. From the response to the people we've sent you, you guys are the best thing to do, the most memorable thing to do on this beach.
Exactly.
That's
now, there's
Uncle
other
Tommy
great
cares,
things to do
I
here.
I promise you.
There's other great things to do. You have, like, Sea Screamer, and you have, I mean, Little Toot.
Well, you've got, you know, the Starlight.
You know, yeah, you've got
the math.
But those
are important
and
stuff. Do the math on that for a family of three.
But if I were going to do something with my family where I really wanted to experience the dream of what it's like to live in Florida.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we take the pontoon boat as a family. I do have to say it was amazing. We ended up, we have two churches. We've been going back and forth, but you want to shout out to your church as well?
Yeah, Beaming Hope Church. You know, I'm going to tell you, if you're looking for a church that there's lots of power and lots of miracles happening.
BeamingHope.org.
Beaming Hope. They're actually having a block party coming up next month at YMCA.
That.
It's going to be a big deal.
I saw that. And we took the pontoon boat out
I'm
when we were
going
out to the San Key Park, and we were baptized in the ocean with Calvary out there as well. And it was really fun because, you know, once you're out in the water and we go back in the water, we're in the water for 4 or 5 hours. I don't come out.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like it. Like if I were in a pool swimming for 4 hours, it would
That's
be a lot of work.
You're old, Tommy.
But you're
okay, you're an old man.
He is not. He's
but when you're out there and you're snorkeling and stuff, the time just flies. It just flies by.
Yes, this show is going on the website, everybody. We're keeping it very uplifting and lighthearted, and we're so excited that you joined us. And we are here at 8:39, and we also have maybe some more callers calling in. They just text me. We'll see what happens. But I hope that, Donna, if you're watching, you call in, and you just say hi. You know, do you have a question for Captain Tom? We do want to shout out for birthday weekend. Our sister, Dana, it's her birthday today, August 31st.
Yep.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And my daughter-in-law, Heather, it's her birthday weekend on Sunday. Happy
and
birthday
Stacey
to
DeMarchi,
you.
By the way, I'm going to throw it out there. I don't know if you heard that, but I want to send this clip to you. Happy birthday. Bam.
He's got to do comedy. Anyways, we have do you want to play some music for a minute? Or
Whatever you want to do.
Do you want to? Well, we can put some of that. Yes, well, you're my guest, and you're my brother, and my son is here with me, and it's just been a really treat to talk about Sunkist Charters the last 2 weeks and just really promote this family business that we have, and we're family-owned, and my husband, Captain Bert, is just amazing. I'll tell you, you know, I see him work so hard on these boats and just, you know, the chains, and my brother, Tom, Captain Tom, he worked very hard on the boats all the time. He cleans them, and, you know, we won first place at the Yacht Club Parade last year for Clearwater.
We're going this year, too. That's going to be another thing that's coming up.
Oh, it's going to be
so
much fun.
You want to do something really special with your kids at Christmas? Well, you know, we won the pontoon. We had it done as Santa sleigh.
And now we have the toilet in the back.
Yeah, but we had it done as Santa sleigh. And we had it all lit up. And we, like I said, we won 30 foot and under for the light parade.
We're gonna Tommy do it, is awesome.
We're going to
okay,
do
Tommy
it again
is awesome.
This year.
Number one. Just Tommy is freaking awesome. Like,
thank
he is
you.
Number one. He's my favorite uncle. I'm sorry, anyone listening. Sorry. Tommy is just, he's such a people person. He's so good. He's so good with kids. He's so...
Well, he also played Santa, and we had reindeer in front, and we had a decorator.
Oh,
decorated
I danced,
it so
I danced
much.
For 3 hours during that parade.
Yes. With
clothes on.
Yes.
As Santa. It was the dancing Santa for 3 hours. Now...
And we're going to do this. We're going to charter out the boat for Christmas.
We're going to do it different this year. We're going to light it up a little different.
But we're also going to take people out with a Christmas
yeah,
theme.
Well, we're going to do coffee and donuts in the morning.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate and coffee and donuts in the morning. You know, afternoon, you know, it'll just be the waters and sodas and stuff. Unless it's cold, then hot chocolate. We'll run it all day long.
Well, I'm going to post very soon on SunkistCharters.com this week. I'll be putting up the boat from last year, but we're going to redo a whole new theme. We're not going to tell you the theme because we'll see you out there on the intercoastal.
I already know the same theme. You know what was really cool last year is when Bert called me and he said, Tommy, you design what we're going to do to the pontoon. And I drew it out, and I have the photo, and it was exactly what I drew out as what we did.
Yeah.
And then finding out that we won from my drawing that I originally did was really cool. This year we're going to up it a little bit, I think.
We'll put the
Uncle
reindeer
Rick's
on our
in town.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all
now
about
we have
this.
The toilet in the back for the ladies because 3 hours on the intercoastal, but it was so much fun. And this year, I'm so excited because I have to explain. I wore my sash last year. I was Miss Sunshine State, and this year I got the opportunity to be Miss Florida Classic Tourism. And I actually was at Nationals, and I have to tell everybody I won the American Model, and I got this big crown. And I'm so excited because I'll be wearing that this year on the pontoon boat, and I was practicing my wave with my white gloves.
Okay.
All right. Back to Sunkist Charters.
Back to. So, like I said, we're not just going to do the light parade. We're going to charter it out for mornings, afternoons, or evenings. We'll have space heaters on it. Well, actually, golf cart heaters is what we're going to use. Oh, yeah. Santa will be on board.
Santa will be driving the boat.
You know.
I'll get some extra hoodies.
Oh, we have another caller. And we have, it's 843. Welcome to Sunkist Charters.
Yeah, Sean Gilbertson's on the line for you, Dawn.
Okay, you're on the air live.
I apologize for calling so late. I was out to dinner, and Lisa V sent me a message way earlier, and I just got it.
Wonderful. I remember you. You were on the boat. You came on the charter, and you were on the sailboat, as I remember. You wanted to learn about sailing, and tell us about your experience. And to introduce yourself.
Okay, well, my name is Shane. I'm originally from North Dakota. I came down to Florida for a vacation and decided to stay.
Wow.
That's the start of my story.
And you do a workout. Are you a bodybuilder?
We weren't responsible for that, were we?
When I
Not
got
this time.
To Florida, I got introduced to some people that were into bodybuilding, and they asked if I'd be interested. I'm like, I decided I would try it out, and I loved it. And through all of this is how I met Lisa V, actually.
Thank you, Lisa V, for having him on the boat and chartering it out. And tell us, what was the experience that you'll never forget with Captain Tom?
Well, I'll tell you what. So not my first time driving a boat, but my very first time on a sailboat. And okay. He actually let me steer the boat.
Oh, wait, that was also with Captain Lynn, remember? Yes, I remember.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And he explained to me, like, how to actually sail a sailboat with your eyes shut by using Mother Nature's wind. and it was amazing.
Yeah, I love this man.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, it's all true. It's all true. On how, when you, if you close your eyes and when you want to get your best, when you know you have your best wind, you look forward, and if you feel it on the, just the tip of your cheek, that's where you feel the wind. Not on your nose, not on your ear, but just on the tip of your cheek. That's your best wind for you when you're sailing.
Yeah, well, we're so glad that you have to try the pontoon boat, because now we have a 28-foot pontoon boat with fishing license and snorkeling and all the floaty stuff and island hopping, and you have to come out and try that one.
It's a completely different adventure than the sailboat.
And yes, and I get some bodybuilding friends and take a break.
The pontoon's way cooler. By the way, the pontoon was
they're
way cooler.
They're both awesome. They're both awesome. It depends on what you're doing.
Like, but see, I like to swim, and then but I do like the evening with a glass of wine and the sailboat.
Yeah, it depends on what you're doing. You have. And, yeah. And if you have kids.
I definitely want to try out the pontoon.
Yeah. You know, the pontoon's like the party. It's because like, go for 4 hours, not 2 hours. Go for four.
You
I'm
can't
telling you,
jump
like,
off the sailboat. That's the thing. You can't go in the water.
We just right. get the thing from
the
my
pontoon, boat.
The
pontoon, you can go in the water.
Right.
Yeah, the sailboat, it'd be a little bit too tough to get back in.
Well, we have a step
no,
and stuff on the back.
No, we
but,
got that.
Yeah,
we can
I
make
mean,
that happen.
It's just
but with insurance,
not easy.
We can.
So, yeah, insurance oh. doesn't let us.
Yeah.
Damn it.
The Regal, we will. The Regal will actually be doing diving that's coming up. We're going to be doing diving off of it and stuff like that, too. So
that's going to be another boat joining our fleet here pretty soon. So thank you, Shane, so much for calling in.
Deep sea fishing.
Yes, sorry so late, but yes, thank you.
Awesome.
Well, thank you. I hope we see you again soon.
All right, we'll do that. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you again.
The number is 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. I know Donna wants to call in. She's going to be taking the birthday cruise coming up, and her birthday is September 15th and 16th, and I'm waiting for my engineer to come back here in a second. 727-441-3000. Oh, we got that sign. Rick, you want to get that sign? Right there, the sign. I think we have a caller, and I think she's calling in live on the air. 1 second here. And we only have 10 minutes to go, but we're so excited to have you join us. If you are interested, go to sunkisscharters.com and check us out. And do we have another caller?
We do. Donna's on the line, but just so you know, Dawn, the phone number is on the wall right behind you.
Yes. Oh, right behind me.
Yeah, for anybody watching on YouTube, the phone number is in the corner.
There we go. It's right there in the
corner.
Sorry,
my mother.
Hi, welcome to Sunkist Charter Special. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. So you booked a cruise with us for September 15th and 16th?
You're going to have
a
ball.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited.
You're going to have a ball.
You're going to have a ball. That's Captain Tom to my left. You're watching live here also on TikTok, and we're live
First
on
mate.
YouTube and Facebook and 3 FM, 3 AM. Donna, how old are you going to be?
I'm going to be turning 50.
You don't
no
ask a
way.
Woman that, mother.
I remember 50.
You don't sound like you're 50 at all.
Oh, that's your new 30.
That's right. That's right.
It's a dirty 30 party.
No, we're so excited to have you join us and the sailboat. You're going to have so much fun. Do you have a question for Captain Tom?
Yes, I was just wondering what the island hopping experiences was like.
Okay, like what we do, as I said before, what we do on the trips is what we do with my family, things we do with my family normally because my family and I have a ball. But, like, there's different islands that we just go check out, explore. You can fish off them. You can swim off of them. Going from an island to an island to an island, letting the kids run around, you know, that you're not worried, hey, where'd the kids go?
They can't go
They're
anywhere.
On an island. They can't go anywhere.
And we're pet friendly.
And, you know, just getting out there, there's an island I want to check out really bad. It's like Gilligan's Island. That's my next one. It looks like Gilligan's Island.
Tommy, look down. Look cool. down and read those books.
Yeah, so.
Like, it's super cool.
You know, like I said, you can do whatever you want. I got sand toys if you have kids that they can play in the sand and squirt guns. And, you know, my job is and you're going to see it when you go, is to spoil you rotten. That is my job.
With patience. A lot of patience.
You know, it's the same on the sailboat. It's our job is to spoil you rot.
And what is really cool, I have to tell everybody, that we have an amazing sound system Captain Tom put in both boats.
Oh, yeah.
You can take your Bluetooth and hook it up to whatever music you like. Except one time somebody put on some different music and you were like,
oh, I had a kid. No, you got to remember, it's their boat.
Right.
So it's whatever they want to do, whatever music they want to listen to.
Right.
And we had one kid who was 12, and I think he did it to make his parents mad.
I get that.
But he played Minecraft, right, Minecraft music the entire trip. Now, it's their boat. I have to listen to whatever they want to listen to. But at the end, the kid was like, I said, did you have fun? He goes, you know, I didn't think I was going to like a sailboat because I just like speedboats. He goes, but I had a ball. He said, if my parents weren't on the boat, I'd had more fun.
And how many people are you bringing?
Well, six of us total.
Right. Okay. Are they family members? Who's all coming?
Family and coworkers.
Oh, that's super cool. Now, where do you live? What area?
I'm in Ocala.
Ocala. Okay, very cool. And, yeah, so we're so excited to have you join us. And if you're ever here on a Thursday, you have to come down and be a guest on my show.
Okay, I sure will.
Yeah, for sure.
By the way, Ocala has some absolutely gorgeous springs that we need to go camping
at. Oh, I know. I have agree to go to Ocala in those springs.
And we just
after you come here, maybe you can show us around when we come up that way.
Okay, got a deal.
Yeah, Donna, give everybody your TikTok name.
It's Miss Donna 2020.
And Miss Donna, let me ask you, how did you hear about us? Was I doing a live or did I put a video up?
No, you were doing a live and I just tuned in and then I heard you start talking about Twinkies.
It's super cool, dear. I promise you.
You're going to have so much fun.
This is from her oldest son. I promise you. It's awesome. I promise you.
Well, happy birthday to you too. Early.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy New Year. Happy everything.
We'll see you in a couple
weeks.
All right,
I'll see you soon.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Yes. So we only have 7 minutes left, and any other last words that we want to talk about before we put the music on?
Depends. Am I allowed to talk? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. I get put time on the other
eye. I said it before.
Come on, bring it, Tommy.
It's no shoes, no shirt, no service. It's that lifestyle. It's living that lifestyle. You know, even Rick, he's at work in his restaurant, and people look at him and go, you're living my dream.
I had a girl who's in the hospital right now. She's in something here in Tampa. Been through two different stages of cancer, whatever, in the last 60 days. She's dying every other day. She's got three kids. It's kind of a mess, but and I try to give people hope every day if I can. That's what I'm here for. So I'm telling you, like, this experience of the tours and the pontoon boat and the sailboat, like, touches my soul. Like, and I tell
and you motivate so many people, and you give them such great advice. Which is amazing.
And Tommy gives me the rest to give back to the rest of you guys.
It's well, living the dream.
Well, prayers to your friend on that, and lots of prayers on there. And if she needs anything, let us know. Maybe we could help her on the air or something as well. So we have about 5 minutes. Matt, so you have a question about Sunkissed Charters. I'm going to put you on the air for a minute. Do you have any questions about the sailboat or the pontoon boat? We're going to have to get you out there one of these days.
I've been trying to get out there. Especially because I see the boat floating around, because I work on the beach too. I work at another hotel.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we'll give you a commission. We'll talk to you about that and give you a bunch of flyers and give you a commission on that.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Because I'll see what I can do.
Very cool. Do you have a question about any of the what you've heard so far?
Not really. I think most of the stuff's been answered already. That's why I've been keeping quiet.
Oh, we're good. I want to thank Matt, our engineer, for doing an amazing job. We're an hour now.
I try to do what I can do when I can do it.
Right.
One of the things I can say is if you're on the boat, you can tie your own music in, your own whatever. You can listen to whatever you want. You can listen to this radio station if you want.
Right.
106.1 FM. Dan Talk Radio.
Right. Right, right. Well, so we are live on the air, 3 FM, 3 AM. And again, I just want to tell you, we can put some music on in a second here. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. That's you can bring that on, sunkisscharters.com. Check us out. Call 727-871-7788. Also, I want to let everyone know, coming up shows, we have miracle stories coming up. We have more Hollywood connections. And if you have a miracle story, or you have you want to get connected in show business, or you're a singer, a model, an actor, I do have reporters that are around the United States, and they are what is in California. We have a Beauty Queen special, and we're so excited to have different parts of the show coming to Tan Talk Radio, and I'm so excited about the upcoming shows that are around the corner. Five more minutes, everybody. So, Captain Tom, anything else?
You know, there's not much more I can really say about it. I mean, like I said, if you want to live the dream, if you want to see what it's like, if you want to feel, you know, I tell the concierge the other day, I said, you know, I want people to feel like they're a millionaire when they're on the boat. And if you're a millionaire, I want you to feel normal. You know, that's how we want to treat people.
Right.
And I had a guy from Cuba on the boat last trip. And he looked at me. He said, whenever you come to Miami, man, you got a place to stay.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, thank you. He said, you know the difference between you and everybody else is I can tell you care. I can tell what this means to you and what you want to show people. He goes, this doesn't happen. He goes, this really doesn't happen.
Well, I've had people go on other charters, and they say that captain didn't tell me anything. They were quiet. They didn't do, you know, tell me about the island or who lives on it.
Lena was at work. We came back from a Caladesi trip. The last pontoon trip I did, and Lena went, my wife's concierge at the Hilton, and somebody came up to her, and she said, well, how'd you do? They said, oh, we went to the Sandbar Caladesi. We had a miserable time. The captain wouldn't pull up to the island. He was rude. He was this, he was that. And he goes, coolest thing in the world is that there was this captain on another pontoon in his dress whites, laying down on the boat, listening to music, because his customers were going off and having fun. And he goes, that was the coolest thing to see in the world. And my wife pulled out her phone and she scanned in my picture. She said, this him? And they go, yeah. And he goes, that's my husband.
Yes, my sister-in-law is a concierge at the Hilton, and I am a concierge at another hotel, and I super love it. It's just, I want to thank Miguel if he's listening or watching, because I would not have had this little actually job that I have on the side that I super love. Now, I also want to tell everybody, if you would like to sponsor, oh, someone's sending me some roses on TikTok, thank you. If you would like to sponsor this show, or you'd like a commercial, I've got some really amazing specials right now, from $30 to $50 to $200 for the week, and it can run, and then you can come in. We'll talk about your business as well. And we're going to have Big Box 357 on with a miracle story. He's sending me some roses next Thursday on September 7th. And wait till you hear this miracle story. He'll be on the air with me, not here at the studio. It would be great if he was. We have two more minutes. And thank you, Big Bucks, for sending me those roses. You're amazing. And I can't wait to hear that miracle story. And anybody else that would like to be commercial, talk about your business. We will actually highlight that as well. And we already have CK's banner on the boat, so we're very excited.
Well, we have that on the fence. We have it on the fence.
On the fence. Okay, on the fence. By the fence, right, by the boat.
They can see it better.
Right. And we want to thank CK's, and we love their pizza. I love their feta cheese pizza. It was so amazing. And ask for Rick over there. And again, I want to thank Clearwater Beach Trips and Tips, Jasmine. She'll be on the air with us and talking about Clearwater Beach Trips and Tips and how she started this amazing site to help people get connected to Clearwater Beach. So let's kick it off with some music.
No, actually, let me just finish with,
yes,
guys, like I said, if you want to do something that your kids will never forget the rest of their lives, that you'll never forget the rest of your life, call Sunkist Charters. And I can't wait to see you guys out on the water.
That's right. Make memories with your family. And remember, God bless you, and put God first in your life, and give him all the glory and honor. And we end the show with that, with also Kenny Chesney, No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem. We'll see you next week.
Out there on the road, it's where I feel really at home.
Working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away, dawn.